This week's mailbag comes to us from Carenza. Carenza says, I'm so thankful I started my Sunday basket routine before I had my daughter. When we came home from the hospital, I was still recovering from postpartum preeclampsia. I had a very tough recovery from a C-section and high blood pressure. I'm so thankful I already had my Sunday basket routine. I could easily tell my husband which slash pocket the insurance forms were in, so the paperwork could be filled out to add my daughter onto our insurance plan. He could also fill out the birth certificate application papers we received from the hospital and place them in the mail. Thank you so much, Organized 365.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Happy New Year's Eve. Well, here we are, just you and me sitting together 10 years after I spontaneously decided to quit my job. I've shared this story in the book that came out in the summer of this year, 2021, Organization is a Learnable Skill. I finally put into words the journey that I personally took from January 1st, 2012 through December 31st, 2012. But really, it started in December of 2011 when I decided to quit my job. And I decided to quit my job because my kids needed me and my house needed me and I needed me. And I wasn't being appreciated and valued in the work that I was doing as a teacher. And I was depressed and overweight and we were in debt and I didn't even recognize my house. And I just felt like my world was spinning out of control. And it made absolutely no sense to quit my job when I did, but I did not see any other way out. And I found myself over winter break. I'd already resigned. I resigned on the Friday of winter break. So I'm on winter break. I know I have to go back to school in January and finish out my 2 weeks, which ended up being a month. And I was in this limbo, you know, where you've made the decision to go forward and change the way that you're living. I was 39, about to turn 40, but yet I hadn't taken the first step. And to be clear, I had no idea what that step was. Like, I had no business quitting my job. And my husband supported me, God love him, but I didn't know what I was going to do. And I just kind of went through the holidays as if I hadn't quit my job. Like, I had no idea what my business was going to be. And now here I sit, about the same time, exactly 10 years later, and Organized 365 is 10 years old. And I could have never in my wildest dreams imagined that I would have a podcast that I'd been doing for over 7 years, that had 14 million downloads, that I had 4 published books, that I had a team of 20 that were helping me grow. Like, none of these things were even in the realm of possibility in my brain. I knew in 2012 that I didn't know what I was doing or what Organized 365 was going to be, but I also knew that I had written down what I thought the biggest of Organized 365 could possibly be. So I went in my pink binder, and I just have 1 2-inch pink binder. It's one of those pink lattice binders, and every personality test I've ever taken, notes from any coach I've ever worked with, and any of these little vision papers that I've written down of what I think Organized 365 is going to be or where I think my business or my life is going is all in this one notebook. So I went in there to see if I could find these 2 pieces of paper that I knew existed, and I found them. And I love that quote that Bill Gates has, that we overestimate what we can do in 1 year in business and we completely underestimate what we can do in 10 years. And I like to say most people underestimate what taking a full 365 days to focus on getting organized will do to transform the next 10 years of their life. And I now, 10 years in, can say. That year, the year of 2012, where I decided to focus on myself, on my family, on my home, and specifically on moving from being a reactive person to a proactive person, not having any idea what that was going to look like, but doing it anyway. In the book, Organization is a Learnable Skill, you totally see how I go from being reactive and overwhelmed to proactive with a plan. Now, I didn't have a ton of money at the end of 2012. I had, I think, just about replaced my teaching salary at that point, which was great. So now I was, you know, back to treading water like I had been a year prior. But when I quit my job, I knew that I would start a blog because I had been in some blogging groups in Cincinnati of other really profitable bloggers. And I had seen some people in the Cincinnati area actually create online blogs that made like $100,000 a year. And in my mind, that was like the most amount of money you could ever have. Like, I just could not even comprehend of having more than $100,000 a year in income. And other people in my family have made more than that. But I just, for myself, I mean, I was a teacher. I never made more than like $40,000 a year. Like, it was just not in my cognition. The biggest a business I could ever create myself would be like, oh my goodness, if it could get to six figures, that would be amazing. And I saw these other blogs do it, but I was not successful in doing blogging in that way. And some of these bloggers ended up moving all over the country and they worked with TV channels. And so I knew that creating something online had the potential to make a significant income. Additionally, I had been in multiple direct sales companies and I had made like $30,000 a year in a direct sales company or $40,000. And so I knew that I could make that amount of money in a direct sales company. And if I found one where I could get in at the ground level because I understood direct selling, I understood how to recruit and I understood how to have leads and also take care of my VIP customers and to motivate and inspire a team, like I knew all four pieces of business, which I now explain inside of the workboxes. I already had that system of teaching people those four different kinds of work that you need to do in direct sales. So I thought if I just got in a direct sales company that I was passionate about, like I was passionate about Creative Memories, and really gave it a 40-hour a week effort, I could definitely make a full-time income, like $40,000, $50,000 a year. And so my point of view was of a teacher and of someone who'd been in direct sales and someone who'd watched other bloggers in Cincinnati be successful in blogging. And so as I started to create Organize 365, I knew that my zone of genius or the thing that I did that I was usually successful at was organizing. I did a deep dive into, you know, I was turning 40, so I did a lot of contemplative things. And one of the things I did was list out like every single way I had made money from the time I was 14 until the time I was 39. And I looked at all of those things, babysitting, tutoring, teaching, organizing, cleaning houses, direct sales, nannying other people's babies. Like, I had so many different ways that I made money. And in every, I was like, what is the common thread here? Like, what is the thing that plays through all of this? And the common thread was either I was organized or I helped someone else get organized. And that's usually what I was being paid for. Even in the job I had just quit, I literally was hired because they knew that I would organize the closets in the school, which I did before I resigned. And so my thought was, I can make money in direct sales. I can make money helping people with organization. Didn't know professional organizing was a thing until March, but I knew in December that organization, like being organized and being able to establish systems, was something I could do. I knew I was a teacher, and I knew that I understood the internet a little bit more than other people did. I understood SEO, which is search engine optimization. I understood, you know, how you could watermark pictures. I understood social media just a little bit more than other people did. And so I was pretty sure if I did something, like if I found a direct sales company, that I would be able to leverage my direct sales and my internet knowledge to be successful. And so if you look at the first 3 years of Organize 365, which is as far as I could possibly dream, and even now today, I start to think like, what could Organize 365 look like 10 years from now? I have no idea. I mean, like, will we even, I say to the kids, will we even live on this planet? Maybe we'll live on Mars. We'll all be in in cars like the Jetsons. Like, I don't know. Nobody knows what we're doing 10 years from now. 3 years is about as far out as I can go. So 10 years ago, 3 years out, like I can see in front of me these two different paths that I had to ultimate success in Organize 365. And the first one was very service-based. And it was, after we got to March, I realized that professional organizing was a thing. I had joined Clever Container, which was a direct sales company that doesn't exist anymore. I was one of the first 300 consultants, so I was doing really good at growing that business. I recruited 50 people into the company in 1 year, didn't make any money. That tells you something. So I was doing really good at that. Also, I did WildTree. I don't think that business exists anymore either. I did 31 gifts, and I signed up for a couple of other direct sales companies. And what I did was I figured out how to take what I knew of direct sales and leverage what I knew of social media and the internet before other people were doing it. Because remember, this was 10 years ago. This was before we had iPhones. No. 2012? I guess maybe we had iPhones. I didn't. I had a BlackBerry when I started my blog, so I did not have an iPhone. So 2012... I start my professional organization business, which is where I'm making money, but I didn't realize that's where I was making money. I thought I was making money in direct sales, and I thought I would become either start my own direct sales company, become known as a coach in direct selling, and I really, really, really wanted to be a convention speaker, like the keynote speaker, and just travel and speak at all the conventions. Like, that was totally my dream of what I wanted to do. I started a podcast that does not exist anymore that's called Successful Direct Sales. That was the first podcast I ever had. It doesn't exist anymore. I taught people in direct sales at that time how to organize the business of direct sales. I'd been doing that since before Organize 365 was a thing. I just didn't realize it. And I taught people how to create their own personal brand. I built websites for people. And so I said, okay, so you're a 31 gifts person, but really, what is it that you are doing with 31 gifts? And I read the whole contract as a consultant of what I was and wasn't allowed to do on the internet. And I realized that I could put up blog posts about how I used 31 bags because I loved them. And at the end, I could do a call to action to go to my 31 gifts online store as long as I didn't sell or, you know, like there were, I didn't break any of the rules. So I didn't break any of the rules. And I posted, I think, 5 posts for 31 gifts, all the different ways you could use the bags for organizational purposes. And then of course I got reported to corporate because I was using the internet to sell things. And the corporation called me and they said, okay, so we've gotten like a bazillion complaints about the blog posts that you put up. And I said, okay, well, I read the terms and conditions and I am sharing my story and I'm showing the products in use and I haven't broken any of the rules in the contract. And they said, no, you haven't. And we wish everybody would do blog posts like you did because you are doing it exactly how it's designed to do, but nobody had figured out how to do it on the internet yet. And they said, but we're having so much pushback, we're going to ask you to take the post down anyway. I was like, whatever. So I was making a couple $1,000 selling 31 gifts bags because my blog posts were not written as sales pieces. They were written as like, these are the bags I love and this is how I use them and these are the patterns they come in. I did the same thing with WildTree. So I became a WildTree rep and there were freezer cooking meal things then. And I created a post for each kind of freezer cooking thing. I know it's laughable now because I haven't cooked in 5 years, but this was 10 years ago, remember? So I was cooking back then, and I love freezer cooking because really it's like a project. It's like a batch. It's like not even cooking. So freezer cooking was when you would take all these spices and stuff, and then you would download the recipes, and you would make all these freezer bags, and then you would cook the food. So I was doing multiple things. One, I was selling the WildTree stuff from my website, and then you were downloading the 10 meals from my website. So I was getting your email. So I was starting an email list. I was doing all the proper internet growing things. And I'm really going into detail like this because you may not even realize this is what I did the first 3 years in business because none of this stuff still exists on the internet and I don't really talk about it on the podcast, but I'm going somewhere. So in the first picture I'm looking at, it's It's a piece of paper, and I have like all these circles about how everything is going to make money and work together. So I've organized 365 in the middle, and I have my in-home professional organizing business feeding people into the Organized 365 blog. And on the blog, I have printables. I have an Etsy shop. Oh, I forgot I had an Etsy shop. I had the posts that that I was doing sponsored posts. So companies were paying me to do posts on my blog. I was very unsuccessful at this. I think I had four companies in the entirety of my blog pay me. So I was an epic fail at sponsored posts, but that's what I thought, where I thought I would make money. I was doing virtual organizing. That was really good, but it was hard to figure out how to scale that. I had a bunch of eBooks. I was starting to do classes. I did affiliate sales like on Amazon and things like that. If you go through, even now, if you go through the 100-day home organization program and you click on an Amazon link, I get like 3 cents or something like that when you make a purchase through that Amazon link. And I was doing bundles. So I would take my eBooks and I would put them like in the, sometimes you might see I do the ultimate bundles, or now today I do summits. So when I'm in the planner summit, or I'm going to be in a summit in January with Jamie Balmay's summit. So if you register for that summit, they're usually free when you watch them in real time. But if you spend like $30 on it, I make $10. So I was making money from bundles. Now, from the Organized 365 blog, then I was also making money from these direct sales companies. So 31 Gifts and Wildtree and Clever Container. And by the end of 2 years of doing this, I think I'd made like $6,000 total. Like I was making no money whatsoever for the amount of time I was working. I was getting not a good reputation in direct sales, because now everybody in direct sales sells the way that I was selling, but I was ahead of the curve. So I looked like I was cheating or something. I don't know. It did not go over well in any of the companies. So I finally was like, okay, this isn't going to be the thing. I had the successful direct sales podcast, and that was great. And people were paying me to be their coach and to set up their websites. And I still think that you should be your personal brand. Obviously, that's how I built my whole business. And I was offering classes and I was doing some speaking. But ultimately, I knew that the successful direct sales model was not going to scale for me, because people were so resistant to creating their own personal brand in order to sell whatever it is they were in direct sales. And they just didn't have the vision that I did for where personal brands were going. Again, now today, I mean, it seems crazy to be talking about this, but we're talking about 8, 9, 10 years ago. I think I was just a little bit ahead of the curve. So I remember the second paper is like written in order, goes 2014, 2015, 2016, 17, and 18. And it was 2013 when I did this. And I was like, okay, I think I made like $13,000 or something. I was like, okay, what are my goals for the next 5 years? Like 2014, 2015, 2016. And I knew I had to kind of do some pivoting. And at this point, I realized that professional organization, in-home professional organization, was where I was actually earning the money that was keeping me home and doing what I wanted to do. So what I find hilarious about this chart is how quickly I thought things happened, and also how little money I thought came from everything. So for example, I have these three or four columns. So the first one is in professional organization. I thought in 2014, I could become the professional organizing expert of the state of Ohio. And then the next year, I could become the national professional organizing expert. And then in 2016, I could become a professional organizing consultant. And in 2018, I would be the number one blog for organization, period. Which, no, none of that happened. The next column was how much I thought I would earn. So in 2014, I thought I could start to earn $1,000 a week, which would be $50,000 a year. And then I thought the next year I would earn $2,000 a week, which would be $100,000 a year. And then I would earn $3,000 the next year, and then $4,000. And 5 years later, so in 2018, I would be earning $5,000 a week and bringing home $250,000 a year. I don't know what I was thinking, but no, none of that happened. Also, what I thought I would be doing to earn that kind of income is also kind of comical. So When you get to 2017, $200,000, I thought I would be the go-to website for starting your home-based business. And then the next year, I thought I would have a TV show and be a national speaker and a brand ambassador. I have not done any of these things yet, but I thought in 2018, I would do all of them simultaneously, which I think is very, very funny. Then when you go to the thoughts that I had for direct sales, I thought that I would do classes in 2014. I would speak at conventions in 2015. I would have regional conventions where people would come to me in 2016. And by 2018, I would have my own conventions, which actually I did. The Embrace Conference did start in 2018, but I thought it would be a direct sales conference and it wasn't. So I share all of this with you because when I was sitting at home 10 years ago, my framework for the success that I would have in making the shift in my life in my 40s was that I would take the skill sets that I had in my 20s and 30s, the little bit of blogging knowledge that I had, the direct sales knowledge that I had, and the organization knowledge that I had, and that I would merge those things together into what I saw, like national conventions, people who had TV shows, being a local person and then a national person and then an international person. And now when I look back on it, like I'm so proud of myself that I dreamt or I like had plans or I like got started. But yet none of this is where Organize 365 is today. We are on the internet. Like that was something that I kept like, how do I figure out blogging, which became podcasting, which became courses. And so when I look back on this and I am getting ready to celebrate my 50th birthday in a couple of months, I think to myself, where will I be 10 years from now when I'm about to turn 60? And I am so much more excited about my 50s than I was about my 40s. I think part of it is just experience. But I also am excited to go on a journey that I really have no idea what it is going to be. Like I know we're doing research and I'm actually talking to producers about TV and I'm actually talking to a major retailer. And maybe these things will happen and maybe these things won't. But I also think that I'll be turning 60 and I'll turn around and go, that's what you thought you were going to do? Like that was just the beginning. That was just the tip of the iceberg. Like there was so much more. So the other thing that I have done is I've looked at some industries that are similar to mine. I read the Pampered Chef book like every 6 months. I cannot believe how this, even the size of the buildings that we're in are very similar to the size that Doris was in with her company or the revenue that she had. I'm just like 1 year off of the revenue that Pampered Chef had in their first 10 years. It is uncanny how similarly businesses grow and how your first 5 years in business, like people always say, oh, if you make it through 5 years. And I remember being in year two and year three and year four and thinking to myself, oh yeah, well, I'm going to outwork them. I'm going to work 60 and 80 hours a week, which I did. Turns out like you can't outrun time. Like there's something about 5 years. There's something about 7 years. There's something about 10 years. There's something about 20 years and 25 years. And you cannot will it to come sooner. I remember I was thinking about this. It was maybe 3 or 4 years in, and I kept reading about the 10,000 hour rule. Like when you do something for 10,000 hours, then you really know it and you become an expert in it. And I started to think, and I was like, well, how in the heck long does it take to get 10,000 hours of something? Guess how long it takes? About 5 years. Like if you work 40 hours a week at something, it takes about 5 years to become an expert in whatever it is you're doing. Kind of like when you go to university, it's 4 years of university. Like it just takes a while to really become niched into some specific thing. So 5 years in business, you're basically getting started is what I've realized. And now that I'm celebrating 10 years, you would think, oh my gosh, 10 years. And I'm like, wow, like now I feel like we're a business. Like I feel like I've just gotten to the point where I'm like, and we're a business. Like we understand sales. I understand the profit and loss statement. Like we have some profit each year. I've learned how to hire people. Like now I could say we're a business. So I've looked back at The Pampered Chef, another business that I really looked at a lot. There was a podcast Dave Ramsey did when he had his 25th anniversary. It's probably 3 years old now. I should go find it. I think I listened to it 3 or 4 times, and he gave so many tidbits of information about how he grew his company. And I have in this same pink slash pocket where I have these other papers that I've saved about my own company, I have the notes that I wrote down when I listened to that podcast. So he started his company in 1991. It was the Lampo Group. And he started his talk show, aka podcast, in 1992. And it wasn't until 1994, so 3 years in, that he started selling Financial Peace University classes. And then in 1999, so 5 years later, he would have been 8 years in business, he had 18 team members, just 18 team members. And I think, wow, you know, you look at Dave Ramsey's company now, like when I wrote down this, I said he currently was at 500 team members. I think they're over 600, maybe closer to 700. And I just wrote this down like 18 months ago or 2 years ago. Like the pace at which Dave Ramsey's company is exploding it's exponential. It's mind-boggling. But when you look back at where he started 8 years in, 18 team members, all they had is Financial Peace University and a book. That's it. And a radio show. That was it. That's all there was of the Dave Ramsey Corporation. It wasn't until later that they started all these different things like Entree Leadership and the Business Boutique and the other things that you know Dave Ramsey of today. And so I say all of this to you for two reasons. One, sometimes it's really, really hard to dream forward 10 years. Just take a little bit of time and look backwards 10 years. Like what have you accomplished in the last decade? What life experiences have you added to your repertoire? Like who are you today that you weren't 10 years ago? It's just, I love to look at those things. And then also, I've been doing this podcast for 7.5 years. The 100-day program next week is going to turn, how old is it going to be? 7 years, 6 years. So 6 years old. It's going to be 6 years old next month. And the Sunday basket is going to be 4. Like all of a sudden, I realized that a lot of what we've been teaching, the Sunday basket, the 100-day program, all of these things have been around not just for a year or two, but 4, 5, 6 years. The podcast has been around 7 years. And so I'm going to ask that you give me a little bit of grace. I know that those of you who've been listening in real time or been following Organize 365, this is not the first podcast you've heard of, and you've been following for a while. There have been quite a few changes that I have made in our courses and things like that, starting in September of 2021, and those will all finish up by next week, January 7th of 2022. But it was time. It was time for us to declutter a couple of things off of our website and our podcast and our courses. And we just keep adding and adding and adding and adding more value and adding more value. And that is great. But you have to every once in a while take a few things out and reorganize things. And one of the things that I know you have said to me often is, where do I start? Like you come to a podcast that has 450 episodes and you say, okay, I listen to a lot of them, but I want to tell my friend about the podcast. And what episodes do I even start with? Like there are so many episodes. We're going to solve that for you next month. Then you say, I understand the Sunday basket. I get the Sunday basket. Like we have a complete system for the Sunday basket, the app, the Sunday basket club. But when you get into what we're going to be calling the Productive Home Solution, formerly known as All Access, there were a lot of things in there. And the reason why there were a lot of things in there was because when we moved from one website to the other website, our web designer said to us, you know what? You should take everything that you have and put it in one package and call it All Access. And we did. Guess what? We have a lot of new things now. I mean, it's been years and years and years since we created All Access. So All Access is not All Access because we have workboxes now. We have the Sunday basket isn't part of it. Like we have a lot of things that are not All Access. And so All Access is now going to be called the Productive Home Solution. And the Productive Home Solution is the 100-day program. It's the photo program. It's planning day. It's planners. It's the Hot Mess to Organize Storage course. It's the private all-access podcast, which, of course, we'll call the Productive Home Solution Podcast. But it's not kids. And it's not a lot of choices. And it's not the Sunday basket. And it's not other things. So the Productive Home Solution is going to be a standalone product that you can purchase. Any man or woman can purchase this in order to get their entire home organized, including their filing cabinet. The Sunday basket helps you eliminate the to-do list and move from a reactive to a proactive person. The workbox helps you organize your work. And the kids program helps you organize kids from birth to age 25. So those are our four offerings now, and they are not intertwined anymore, because when I look even just 2 or 3 years out, the confusion of having these different pieces of these processes together is confusing when you go to purchase our products and also confusing when you go to implement them. I love our kids program. It is worth the price that you pay for it. When you get in there, you'll be like, oh my goodness. There is everything in there. It helps you set up your house from little kids under the age of 5. It helps kids learn the skill of organizing. Then it helps them launch from their childhood bedroom into their first dorm room, apartment, condo, or house. It teaches budgeting. It teaches cleaning your room. It teaches cleaning out your backpack. It teaches, like, literally anything I've taught my kids or you want to teach your kids in life skills from birth to 25, it's in there. Like, unless you buy a house or have a baby, you might not even need more than the kids program in your entire 20s. It has everything that you need in there. But 40% of the Organized 365 audience do not have children at all. And 60% of the Organized 365 audience do not have children living at home. So it makes sense that the kids program is a completely separate program than the Productive Home Solution. I've always said that I designed the 100-day home organization program to be done in bite-sized 15-minute chunks of your day where you start and stop in organizing, and you could pick and choose anyone that you want to do, and they are completely independent of children, because my sister doesn't have kids. 40% of the Organized 365 staff don't have children. Like, there are a lot of people who don't have children, and there are not a lot of programs that are focused just on a human wanting to get organized in their space anywhere in the world. And the 100-day program does that. And the Hot Mess to Organize Storage 28-day course does that. And our email course does that. And everything inside of the Productive Home Solution is focused on one person in a house getting organized. And what I know to be true is if you cohabitate with other people, spouses, children, or whatever, they will start to watch what you're doing and they will likely start to follow along and get organized because you're getting organized. But organization is an inside job. Like, it happens in your mind first. It starts with believing that you can do it, knowing that it's a learnable skill, that if you find the right teacher, I hope I'm the right teacher, that we can teach you how to get organized and that you will build your organizing muscles. Because learning to get organized is a learnable skill, but it's not as simple as tying your shoes or riding a bike. It's more like learning a foreign language. There's a lot to it. It's going to take a while, not 10,000 hours, but probably 365 days. You could start anytime you want. I recommend starting with the Sunday basket and then jumping into the Productive Home Solution. And if you have children or when you want to add on the kids to that, then you will add that on and they have their own course. And I'm hoping to build out more of that, more of what we have for these other Organized 365 products for kids as well. So going forward, I had to untangle some of these products that I had just put together for containering reasons and systemization reasons as we moved from website to website. So thank you for understanding that. No one likes change, especially if they're not in charge of it. And I know you're not in charge of it, but please trust me, this is going to be better for everyone who comes to Organize 365 from this day forward. They'll be able to not be confused when they decide what they want to get organized. It will just be, do they think that Organize 365 has the products that will work for them? Do they think that Lisa is a good teacher for them and their learning style? And if so, then what do they want to get organized? Do they want to eliminate their to-do list with the Sunday basket? Do they want to organize their work and increase their productivity with a workbox? Do they want to organize the physical dwelling they live in with the productive home solution? Or do they want to establish great organizational tools and life skills for kids under age 25 in their home? Then they'll go through the kids program. Thank you for being with me as I reflect back on 10 years. I mean, I cannot even comprehend what 10 years from now will be like, but I am so enjoying being on this journey, and I am so appreciative of being on this journey with you. Thank you so much for listening, downloading, sharing the podcast, reviewing the podcast. We're about to celebrate 10 years next week, and I cannot wait.